some people who live 70 years, and there are some people who live 1 year 70 times, repeating what they're doing over and over in the name of the gold watch or whatever. Since your mind is your own private territory, you can give any new idea a private audition for a few days. If you're looking for love, it will always elude you. If you're looking for happiness, it will always elude you. When you become these things, it's all you will have to give away. Believe it and you'll see it. Know it and you'll be it. Stop blaming your spouse for your unhappiness, your parents for your lack of motivation, the economy for your social status, the bakery for your excess weight, your childhood for your phobias, and anything else to which you assign blame points. You are the sum total of the choices you have made in your life. The way you change your behavior is to look at the sources of strength that you are. Behavior is a much better barometer of what you are than words. A child is a wonder to behold. Feelings are not emotions that happen to you. Feelings are reactions you choose to have, and they show up in your body as physical reactions to your thoughts. If you don't have confidence in yourself, get off your rear end and do anything that will make you feel better about yourself. Anything. If you practice maintaining your composure and remember that someone else's behavior belongs to that person and cannot upset you unless you allow it to do so, then you will not become an unwilling target. The opposite of courage is not so much fear as it is conformity. I cannot always control what goes on outside, but I can always control what goes on inside. Thoughts are ways in which we can make virtually anything happen. Get your nose out of everybody else's garden. Get your own garden in order and stop focusing on everybody else's. Grow what you want to grow in your garden and let other people do the same. The wonderful line from Candide says, "We must first learn to cultivate our own garden." Your form will simply pass along, but you can't kill thought, so you can't kill who you really are. The more you let go of people and things, the fewer obstacles you will have on your life's journey. The most effective weapon you have in banishing neurotic behavior from your life is your own determination. If you believe that this tape will liberate you, then you are already a victim of your own illusions before you even start listening. You, and only you, must decide to take these suggestions and turn them into constructive, self-fulfilling behaviors that will keep you on the path. Schools must become concerned and caring places full of teachers who understand that teaching people to love themselves, to feel positive about their natural curiosity, and in control of their own lives ought to be given at least as much attention as geometry and grammar and the rhyming scheme of an Elizabethan sonnet. Your emotions shouldn't be immobilizing. They shouldn't be defended. They shouldn't keep you from being all that you can be. These are the good old days. Enlightened people move away from conflict and confrontation. If you believe that feeling bad or worrying long enough will change a past or a future event, then you are residing on another planet with a very different reality system. How harmony gets inside you is through your own thinking. Whatever it is that constitutes your very life, it doesn't weigh anything. When life leaves the package you showed up in, the package weighs the same. So your life is something other than the package. When you are told that you have some kind of physical affliction, you can either prepare to suffer or you can prepare to heal. If you slip, it doesn't mean you're less valuable. It simply means you have something to learn from slipping. Fear of failure becomes fear of success for those who never try anything new. To not forgive is to fail to understand how the universe works and how you fit in it.